If you are able to read the opening prayer for today's liturgy in English, I would encourage you to do it. But in general, it speaks of us approaching the Lord with humility, asking that our intellect might grasp the truths of the Lord, and that the Lord might give us the strength and the grace to live those things out, which also corresponds to our first reading. Do not be a forgetful listener. St. James says, it is like a man who peers into a mirror. He sees himself, and then he goes on his way and he forgets who he is. But be that person who looks into man's ideal law that is characterized by freedom, and he lives out of that reality continually. So I want us to reflect a little bit on reality. When we hear something that is true, we have some knowledge of that reality. When we look upon that same reality that we heard about, it's a greater reality, right? It's better to look at a treat that is going to be given to you than just to hear about it, right? It's a much closer reality. But then it's even a more profound reality to be able to touch that reality. But as people of faith, we do not yet see clearly. And so for the reality that is invisible, we have to open our ears to hear the truth, the Word of God. And we know the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. But again, we say that, but there's a lot that happens kind of philosophically, theologically, in this reality, the Word, an invisible reality, becomes flesh, not only visible, but touchable. St. John says, we preach to you the one that we have heard about, we have seen, and we have touched. And now we proclaim to you that man, Jesus Christ. But a profound reality is that while we can't see the fullness of the reality, we can certainly receive that reality through our hearing. And the same reality that we hear about, that is God Himself, comes and dwells in us. And so there's an even greater reality. Here's another example or analogy. When I was younger, we used to have, I don't know if they still use them or play with them, but baseball cards. It's great to have a really good baseball card that you can trade or whatever. But I think it's even greater if you can go see the baseball player. And what's even greater than that is that you have built up the skill by which to be a player of comparable stature. And so what is our goal? Our goal is to be an image of God, Imago Dei, who amongst us give us a more perfect reflection of God? The saints. The saints are the ones who show us what it means to be an image of God. And so, what must we do to take that in? Well, we must listen to the Word of God, which is communicated to us through many means. We hear the Word of God through the Scriptures. We hear the Word of God through the teaching authority of the Church. We hear the Word of God through the Church at prayer within the liturgy. God sent us the Holy Spirit, who will lead us into all truth. And so we have to be constantly disposed interiorly to listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and then not being a forgetful listener who will go and do. And so the great thing of virtue is that we're not close to the thing of value. The value itself, because it's been chosen over and over and over again and practiced, we possess it. When we look at somebody and say, that person is charitable. That person is charitable because they've heard about the goodness of charity. They've looked upon it, probably by seeing others do it, and they have willfully participated. And when you do it over and over again, eventually you are charitable. And so there's these different levels of being that we are called to incorporate into our lives so that we are not just a forgetful listener, not one who looks into a mirror and then goes on his own way and forgets who he is. But we are all called to be images of God. And then when we get to the gospel, Jesus says, whatever you ask the Father, he will give you in my name. So imagine an ambassador going on a mission, talking to other authorities from his own ideas. It would be a great scandal. Why? Because that ambassador does not speak on his own. He speaks on behalf of the king or the president or whoever. And so when Jesus says, you must ask the Father, he will give you in my name. It's not saying, go ask for whatever you want. It's saying, ask for whatever you want once you have conformed your mind, your heart, and your will to that of God. Once you have conformed it to God, then by all means ask in his name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be complete. And I think it's extremely profound what Jesus says in today's gospel. On that day you will ask in my name. And this does not mean that I shall have to petition the Father for you. Why? Because the reality of Jesus Christ, by God's grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, dwells in us. We are conformed to Christ, and the Father gives it to us. What a profound reality, that we are so conformed to Christ that when we ask the Father in the name of Jesus, the Father loves us, he knows us, and he responds to us. That is a profound way of being. But we have to continue to choose that, to live out of that reality. And that makes present in a more profound way the reality of God who is invisible. And so, through saintly people and through the saints, others can see, unclearly, not perfectly, but they can see who God is. And when we find ourselves within the church, the grace of God dwells within us. And so by our very actions, by our deeds, by our words. We make the Lord present, and others have access to that same reality that we are participating in. And so, dear brothers and sisters, it is a beautiful and profound thing for us to be called children of God, who are called to be ambassadors of God, who are images of God. And so we need to learn how to take in the truth of the reality of who God is through all the various means of which the Lord gives us. And then through that, we must live out of that reality in a more profound way, where our faith becomes integrated into who we are as human beings, as persons. And it makes the Lord present in the world in a more perfect way.